From Illinois Public Media News, this is 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. It's Friday, March 13th. Coming up, first elected in 2016, Susana Mendoza has been Illinois' comptroller for nearly a decade. Now she's stepping aside, and four Democrats are vying for the seat. That story in just a few minutes, but first, these headlines. Some tenants in the Champaign-Urbana area are concerned about rising rent prices and have formed a new organization to address the issue. IPM Student Newsroom's Fernanda Romero reports.
The CU Renters Initiative hosted a town hall Wednesday night at the Channing Murray Foundation in Urbana. A small group of attendees gathered to share their experiences with unaffordable housing and rising rent.
The cost of living is becoming rapidly and more rapidly unaffordable.
That's Rebecca, an Urbana resident and one of the group's organizers. They ask we only use their first name because they fear retaliation from their landlord for trying to unite renters. Rebecca says community and self-advocacy is where the fight for tenants' rights starts.
And it's going to keep getting worse until we do something about it. We shouldn't expect anyone to come in and save us. We need to advocate for ourselves.
They hope to attract more people to future meetings to educate tenants about their rights and come up with collective solutions for affordable housing. I'm Fernanda Romero, IPM News.
When a crime is committed, police collect evidence for an investigation. Sometimes that evidence includes other people's property. IPM Student Newsroom's Jenny Lin has the story of one Champaign woman whose car was stolen and used in a crime, and now she can't get it back.
Mary Milton is 64 years old and has been working as a crossing guard for the past few years.
It's a really nice job to have. I'd get up early in the morning.
But she hasn't been to work for over a month, because in February, the car she had just purchased was stolen. She later found out that a 17-year-old boy was shot and killed inside her vehicle, and she says police told her she would not be getting her car back. In response to questions from IPM News, Champaign police said, in situations like this, they can assist people with paperwork for damage claims to their insurance company. But Melton says the insurance paperwork on her vehicle had not been finalized before it was stolen. So she still has to pay off her loan, even though she will never get a car back. Melton says she was hospitalized due to the stress.
I don't think people realize what stress can do to your body. I didn't realize I had, you know, that it was taking that much of a toll on myself, on me.
She's now on medical leave from her job as she tries to figure out her next steps. I'm Jenny Lin, IPM News.
For information on local resources for crime victims, visit ipmnewsroom.org. Six Republican candidates are making their final cases to replace Illinois U.S. Senator Dick Durbin in next week's primary election. Casey Hlebek is a former IT professional and an immigrant from Poland. In an appearance on Chicago public radio station WBEZ's In the Loop yesterday, Hlebek said President Trump has not made a case for a war with Iran.
Absolutely not. War should have never started. And actually, it was ample evidence that Iranians were ready and to a peace deal.
He faces former Illinois GOP Chair Don Tracy, Jeannie Evans, Pamela Denise Long, and a pair of perennial candidates, Jimmy Lee Tillman II and Carrie Caparelli. An Emmy Award-nominated talk show host and alum from the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign will be the school's graduation commencement speaker this year. Sean Evans co-created and hosts the YouTube show Hot Ones, where he asks celebrities rounds of questions while they eat chicken wings alongside increasingly spicy hot sauces. Evans graduated from the U of I in 2008 with a degree in broadcast journalism and said in a recorded video that he's looking forward to being back on campus.
Overall, I'm just very grateful and excited and thankful for the opportunity. I obviously really love my time going to school here, and it set a foundation for everything that I do now. So I loved it so much, I guess it's just good to be loved back.
Evans will speak at U of I's commencement on May 16th at Geese Memorial Stadium. Still to come, Illinois' comptroller is stepping aside and four Democrats are vying for the seat. That story is coming up next on 217 Today, but first, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your forecast.
I'm meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your IPM News forecast for Champaign-Urbana. Your forecast for today, partly cloudy and windy with a high of 53 degrees. Southwest wind 25 to 30 miles per hour, gusting to 50 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low of 31 degrees. Northwest wind 10 to 20 miles per hour. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a high of 51 degrees, an east wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, cloudy with a low of 45 degrees, an east wind 10 to 15 miles per hour. And for Sunday, mostly cloudy and windy with a chance of showers and thunderstorms and a high of 67 degrees with a southeast wind 15 to 30 miles per hour.
Next time on The 21st Show, it's been 10 years since our program first went on air.
Thanks for listening to our debut.
We had to be rescued by special forces.
All I could say is there's no evidence.
I'm Brian Mackey. We'll listen back to a decade of The 21st Show and reflect on what's happened in that time in Illinois and around the world. Join us at 11 a.m. on AM 580 and 6 p.m. on FM 90.9.
You're listening to 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. First elected in 2016, Susana Mendoza has been Illinois' comptroller for nearly a decade. Now she's stepping aside, and four Democrats are vying for the seat. Isabella Nieto has more.
The comptroller is the state's top fiscal officer, managing state funds, paying bills, and overseeing important state financial accounts. Democratic candidate Holly Kim is the two-term Lake County treasurer. She says her experience makes her uniquely qualified to be comptroller.
I manage staff and I manage billions of dollars of public funds. And so what that meant is that I have to be very prudent financially and make good decisions.
Kim has been endorsed by Mendoza, but she isn't the only candidate to be endorsed by a state official. Democratic Representative Margaret Croke, who represents parts of the Gold Coast, Old Town, Lincoln Park, and East Lakeview neighborhoods of Chicago, received an endorsement from Governor J.B. Pritzker. Croke, a former Pritzker staffer, says as comptroller, she wants to work on transparency and efficiency.
I think that's really important that taxpayers are able to see the life cycle of their dollars.
She also says she likes to work with constituents when creating legislation, and she aims to improve the lives of Illinoisans through public service. Croke is joined by other state legislators in the race. Seven-term Democratic Representative Stephanie Kifowit represents all or parts of Aurora, Naperville, and other southwestern suburbs. She says she has a long history of working with the comptroller's office on budgets and financial legislation.
I bring the experience that I think we need during this turbulent time on the national level with the Trump administration and some of these funding issues and the lawsuits.
She says she wants to prepare the state for any further federal uncertainty. From the other chamber of the General Assembly, Democratic State Senator Corina Villa is also in the running. She's been in the Senate since 2021 after a two-year stint in the House. Villa says her time as a school social worker during a budget stalemate from 2015 to 2017 under former Republican Governor Bruce Rauner inspired her to run for office and keep an eye on the state's finances.
Because I believe that budgets are moral documents, that we have to put our money where our values are, and that we need to stop thinking that austerity is the only solution.
She says she wants to be a voice for the financial needs of Illinoisans across the state. Kim, Croke, Kifowit, and Villa will appear on the March primary ballot. Downstate lawyer Brian Drew is the sole Republican candidate. I'm Isabella Nieto.
That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Juliana Means. Reporting today contributed by Fernanda Romero, Jenny Lin, Arjun Tucker, and Isabella Nieto. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Kimberly Schofield. And a note about this podcast, starting on Monday, it will go on hiatus. The IPM news team will be preparing for 217 Today to relaunch with you in mind, including breaking daily news stories that happen before the afternoon newscast on All Things Considered, so stay tuned. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and it's been great talking to you.